Welcome to Blue Collar BS, a podcast that busts the popular myth that we can't find good people, highlighting how the different generations of today, the boomers, Gen X, millennials, and Gen Z, are redefining work so that the industrial revolution that started in the U.S. stays in the U.S.
Hey everyone, welcome back to this episode of Blue Collar BS with your co-host Brad
and Steve.
And oh, by the way, we need to make a change to that introduction because we are talking with the award-winning podcast co-host Brad Herta and award-winning podcast host
Steve Doyle.
Yes. We were blessed and honored.
Oh, yeah.
To be presented the 2024 Small Business Owners Community Podcast of the Year, presented by Podcast Town here in the Milwaukee this past week, or the week of October 17th, 18th, whatever the hell it was.
Whatever day it was.
But we are now award-winning podcast hosts.
Wow. That's actually not a small... That's pretty awesome.
We were up against Trash Talk from Andy Wines, who's been on our show.
Yep.
And then Laura Holloman, who is a endotype marketing person for coaches to give them tools and resources to be better coaches. And there were probably another, as I was told, probably another 8 to 10 shows that were nominated. We made the finalist list and we won.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
So congratulations, Mr. Doyle, for sticking out the Blue Collar BS podcast with us. And so when I accepted the award on the stage and I told everybody, yeah, we started this idea in 2019.
Yes. It was an idea that, you know, finally we got out of our own way, or somebody got out of their own way.
and we took action in 2022. Mm-hmm. So yeah, 3 years of inaction led to the opportunity. And I was looking at numbers today, and now we are in 71 countries.
Seven. That's amazing. Couldn't have done it without you. So thank you for helping push this along.
71 countries, and we picked up, and this is weird as hell, man. We picked up Serbia in the last 7 days.
Wow.
For some reason, like, okay, cool. Where'd that come from? Uganda as well.
Okay.
Is new. Uganda and Serbia were two new countries added to the list.
Wow.
Which just goes to show you, people make shit everywhere.
They do.
Blue collar is everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And the problems that we all face are very similar no matter which country we live in.
Correct. So, Mr. Doyle, my millennial friend, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, number one, let's set the record straight for reals, right? Although we joke around about it, I do get a little heartburn over this millennial bullshit. So, you know, being born in 77, that is not smack dab in millennial land.
Build a bridge and get over it.
That's right. So let's talk about, you know, how to keep your people from leaving, especially when things are in a slowdown period like we're currently seeing right now.
This will air post-election, so it might be busy by then. I'm not sure, but we're pre-election now. Mm-hmm. And all the dumb fuckery that's going on with that and all the waiting, and we got to wait and see, you got to find out, and
right,
all this, all that. But so you'd indicated you were at a conference earlier this week, pre-show, and the topic of how do you get people to not leave your business, create that culture of opportunity. Mm-hmm. What were some of the conversations that took place that were intriguing to you?
Yeah, so a lot of it was, you know, we kind of led off with the conversation of, you know, what are some of the key strategies that, you know, others found to be successful. You know, a lot of conversation around, as a leader, to shut the fuck up and listen. Spend time to shut your pie hole and listen.
Are you listening to respond or listening to understand?
Well, that's the whole thing. You got to listen to understand, right? And as business owners, we're so consumed with wearing all the hats and doing all the things that sometimes we actually just need to be there and listen to for our employees. And we don't always often do that. And how do we carve that time out? So we spent some time talking about how do we actually carve time out of our busy calendar? Because we quote unquote are so damn busy, you know, we now have to have these little listening sessions with our employees like we're therapists. But in
reality, with that attitude, why would anybody not want to stay?
I know, right? But that's what sometimes some of the owners are feeling is like, I don't have time for this. Right? Let's just be real.
And what I find interesting is that it's across generations. I had a conversation mm-hmm. So I was just at a conference as well where we received that award and talking to somebody about their struggling with their older employees wanting to deal with change.
Yeah.
To deal with, hey, we're moving forward, whether you're coming with us or not, we're moving forward.
Right.
And how do we make sure that doesn't get, we don't lose the information, lose the opportunity? How do we keep them around?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
After 34 years and engaged versus they're there for 34 years and just punching the clock.
Right.
And I found that to be very interesting. Like, oh, interesting. You know, and really what it boils down to, like I said, to be listened to. What I find interesting, because I don't know that matters for any of the generations, to be honest with you, is that almost everyone wants their idea implemented. Because if I talked to you,
mm-hmm.
I voiced my opinion, I gave you the suggestion, you didn't do anything with it, so you must not have heard me.
Heard, or now you don't trust me, or I don't trust you.
Good point. Oh, a little right? Trust edge. A little trust edge activity there. A little
trust
there.
Edge action, but that...
Way to throw that in there.
You know, I'll throw that in there because if we as leaders don't truly practice that a component of empathy to truly understand like, hey, yeah, they have a great idea. How can we implement this? Why would we want what, like as a leader, the reason why we would want to implement some of these suggestions is ownership. We don't have to take ownership for these changes. We can also say, hey, I'd like to have you, you know, would you mind helping lead some of these activities? So now we have employees actually helping lead things that they've helped suggest. There's more ownership and more pride because those employees feel like they had a say because they felt heard.
True. Don't disagree. Mm-hmm. But how do we address the question though? I gave you my opinion. I gave you my thoughts. I gave you my ideas and nothing was done. That two-way communication piece is really, really important. Right. And too often we don't take the time to go back to the all-employee meeting, the suggestion box, whatever you're using, or yep. sitting at the bar with everybody the night and got a great idea. Cool. And everybody's, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then 2 weeks later, it falls apart. And now you want them to work overtime. And they're like, yeah, no, not doing it. And you got a correct. Big job with a deadline and you might have some penalties and they're like, yeah, no, you didn't listen to me. So I'm not going to help you out.
Right.
You know, that's not going to help your case to keep people there when it gets slow.
No, it's not. But it comes down to making that it's a choice, right? We have choices to say, you know what? That's a great idea. Let's put a timeline together. Right. When are we going to circle back to do this? Knowing that there could be some, you know, if nothing pops up, let's carve out an afternoon to actually figure out how can we implement this.
So let me ask you this, Mr. Doyle.
Mm-hmm.
To that point, if you know, Aaron comes up with the idea of we want to do XYZ to improve some process,
mm-hmm.
you as the owner are like, Aaron, that's a great idea. Bring me the plan, and then Aaron doesn't do anything with it. Now what?
See, I'm more of the mindset. Don't bring me the plan. Show me what you mean. Let's go take a walk. Show me what you mean. I'm willing to spend more time with you to listen to you so that you felt heard, but I'm actually curious, like, hey, if I can help improve efficiency and remove roadblocks, that's a win for everyone, from not just the employees feeling heard and taking ownership. At the end of the day, those improvements in efficiency hit the bottom line.
Okay.
So as a business owner, you best damn bet that if they have suggestions to help improve something, that it is going to be, at the end of the day, more money on the bottom line for you as the business owner. And if you have profit sharing, if you have revenue sharing, whatever you may have, right? Employees feel heard, and now they're seeing that you're interested and engaged in their ideas. They felt heard. They feel more important. They feel like it's part, and now there's some ownership on their side. They end up staying as they're feeling, as they're seeing things get implemented. But if you, the business owner, are not pausing and going, okay, let's go for a walk. Let's walk the line. Let's help me understand what you see. Maybe I have to get off my ass and go out to a job site. All right, let's go.
Okay. I can accept that. Here's the thing though. You know, and I know that 95% of leaders aren't going to do that.
No.
So when it comes back to Aaron, bring me the plan and we'll talk about it, and Aaron doesn't do it, he's been given the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
He does not take care of that. Now what?
Come back to him. Ask him, so what's the holdup? Like, just straight up, hey, you sound like you had a great idea. I'm curious to hear more. What do you got?
Okay.
Why can't we, if somebody's got an idea, why can't we also hold them accountable? They're trying to hold us accountable as business owners.
What I was trying to get to was the
exactly.
The two-way street here of, so you as the leader need to make sure that if somebody brings it to you and they bring the plan, you got to communicate why or why not you're going to implement mm-hmm. the plan, because they took time and energy to do it. Part of it as well is you as the leader need to give them the permission
correct.
To spend some time to put it together. And mm-hmm. it might take, hey, yeah, why don't you do that? You know, if you're going to do it at home, yeah, I'll give you a couple hours of pay to go take care of it or bring the idea or whatever mm-hmm. it might be. You need to give them the permission and the authority to take the time to do it. Because if it's just a side hustle thing and they got to do it on their own and they got this great idea, but they're not going to feel appreciated and valued, and then they're going to go, oh, all they're trying to do is take advantage of my ideas, and they're not going to, it's going to be a shit show.
Right. The other thing to keep in note is, you know, usually what we see is, you know, people do want some form of recognition. It could be monetary. It could be an award. It could just be a genuine thank you.
Those mm-hmm. go the farthest. Those absolutely 100% go the farthest. And that is, those are sometimes difficult for people to take, particularly depending on their behavior mm-hmm. style and things like that. And sometimes you just need to go there and show the appreciation. Yeah. And it could be as simple as that, like you said, that heartfelt thank you. It could be as simple as, hey, you know what? You've been working your ass off the last 2 weeks. It's trick or treat. It's the Friday before the holiday. It's the whatever. Get out of here at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Just go. Don't care. Mm-hmm. Just go. I know you want to spend some time with your family. I appreciate all the extra effort you put in over the last 3 weeks. Just go. Those small little incremental things add value. Now, for the larger OEMs mm-hmm. and manufacturing guys that are on that are listening to this show, they're like, oh, fuck, we can't do that. Shit. We got HR in the way. We got these things. Like, no, mm-hmm. you can. You can do those things. You have the ability to do that. You need to have the kahunas to be a leader and stand up for mm-hmm. your people, so that your people are willing to stand up for you and not throw you correct. Under the bus when the, hey, we got to find 10% across the board, and now you got to play that freaking mm-hmm. game of bullshit of mm-hmm. musical chairs and negotiations and all that budget shit that's now on everybody's lap.
Because, oh, guess what? That's coming up. Yeah,
it's already here.
Yep, it is.
It's already here. It's, you know, like I said, we're pre-election and it's already happening.
I've seen it.
Have a acquaintance that's going through some stuff. And he's got to find $30 million out of their budget. Like, okay, good luck with that.
Right. $30 million out of a $35 million budget.
Well, not really, but
Not really, but you know. Like,
yeah.
I've seen it.
Let's go find 30 mil. Really? Because what do you really not want to do? And then all, it's like, yeah, okay. And that's one way to drive people out is through all the bullshit from budgeting and different things. And if you're truthful and honest about what your expectations are to begin with and what's going on and truly listen to it from a bottom-up perspective, not top-down, you'll get to your budget recognition much faster.
Yep.
And too often we take and say, nope, Johnny, you only got this much money this year, figure it out, but yet we want everything done.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. So, Brad, what would be some obstacles that you've either faced or you've heard other, you know, some of your clients face when trying to build a culture that would prevent people from leaving in a slow or downturn area?
So I've been blessed to empower our individuals and keep our people to, you know, maximize their opportunity. And when we couldn't support their growth anymore, they found that next level. And it was up to me to ensure as a leader that they were the best version of themselves, no matter. So they could carry on their life mission, wherever it is, their spouse got sick or their parents got sick and they had to move back home, whatever, that they were employable and able to move forward. So that was me and my leadership style. And what we find or what we're working on with my clients is that build a culture that is collaborative, build a culture where you're listening, build a culture that has engagement, build a culture that will support all four generations and not have the bitch session between this, that, and the other thing. Now, are we ever going to have a full matrix organizations for many of these blue collar businesses? Nope. Still going to be siloed. Still going to be bitch session. Still going to be us versus them in cases. But to minimize that, it needs, right? You want to minimize that as an organization. It might just be Bill and Steve hate each other. And you got to figure out the Bill and Steve problem, not that everybody production hates sales because sales doesn't know what the fuck they're doing. That you can't deal with.
Yeah, exactly. So how do you help someone, especially if they're not seeing eye to eye with someone else? So let's say it's an owner that doesn't see eye to eye with an employee and you're coaching them through that. What? Hypothetically.
Ironically, we're getting to do a doing some training with an organization where there's some new leaders in the leadership team and there are some problems there.
Weird.
So it's like, oh, you're not from here. Nope. That's why you hired me to be here. Not because I'm not from here. And working to create that engagement of trust amongst those individuals. So it's not a segregated leadership team is a challenge, right? So it's got to start out with trust. It's got to start with communication. You got to build that trust. You got to set the groundwork that we're all working towards the same goal. And what I think will show up is that there's and I've seen this happen across many organizations where the leader hasn't clearly communicated the opportunities.
Yes.
And direction.
Yeah. So let's do a timeout here, Brad, for a plug for some of our services, because we haven't really done that before.
We don't really need to do it now either.
I think so. We're good. I think so. I think we need to, you know.
We're good. We're the pod. We won the podcast of the year, Steve. We're good. Yeah.
But, you know, that's
a big enough plug for this show.
It is a big enough plug. But if those are things like what's resonating, you know, with what we're talking about, we actually do have some programs that are specific to address these needs.
Correct. They will, right. They will, they, yes, we solve people problems. We solve operational problems. We can solve all of those things. But, right now we are the podcast of the year in this episode. And we should enjoy the shit out of that, Mr. Doyle.
Well, we can't be podcast of the year without offering some real BS solutions, some of those business solutions.
Correct. The Brad and Steve bullshit business solutions.
Business strategy. Which are bullshit.
Ooh, that's a new one.
The business strategy?
That's a new one. Business strategy.
Hey, whether it's...
Didn't think of that
it's
one.
It's the BS. It's whether it's a business strategy or business solutions, Brad and Steve are here to cut through the BS to make an impact for you.
I'm glad this is being recorded, so that's good.
Yep.
Oh, Mr. Doyle.
Yes, sir.
We need to cut this show because your internet sucks.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
And we don't need to go through another opportunity of making our producer pissed at us.
Right.
Because if she fires us, we're fucked because I don't think you want to do all the work.
I'm trying to figure out when I would do it. But I guess at 10 p.m. at night.
Better you than right? me.
So so before we cut this show for our time that we have here, what are some cost-effective strategies? Just give what is one cost-effective strategy that you found people to do to help prevent people from leaving?
Leaders get out from behind their fucking desk yes. and go talk to people.
Yes. Absolutely.
Costs you nothing.
No, it doesn't.
There is zero cash. In fact, it's going to cost you nothing plus profit to do it.
And on that note, my friends, we're going to exit the show because that ultimately is the thing that we need to do as leaders, get off our ass and have the conversation.
Correct. Mr. Doyle, have a great weekend and we'll talk to you
all
soon.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks, Brad.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to Blue Collar BS, brought to you by Vision Forward Business Solutions and Professional Business Coaching, Inc. If you'd like to learn more on today's topic, just reach out to Steve Doyle or myself, Brad Herta. Please like, share, rate, and review this show, as feedback is the only way we can get better. Let's keep blue-collar businesses strong for generations to come.